In Iowa, residents as young as 17 can participate in the caucuses as long as they turn 18 by the time the election rolls around in November. Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen spent some time this week with young Iowans. She reports that winning their votes will take more than a page on MySpace.
Earlier this week in Des Moines, I wandered into a t-shirt shop called Smash in a hip part of town known as the East Village. 24-year-old Mike Draper of Van Meter, Iowa, owns the store, and lately, he told me, they've been doing a brisk business in politically themed shirts.
The first one we came up with was Iowa 2008 Rock Out With Your Caucus Out, and the second one is Iowa, Our Caucus Is Bigger, Better, and Comes Before New Hampshire. Not sure if that's NPR appropriate.
When it comes to his own political views, Mike is actually quite serious. He's gone to campaign events, he's hung out with staffers, and recently he's decided to back Barack Obama. His friend and business partner, Garrett Cornielson, who grew up in St. Charles, Iowa, will do the same.
When I listen to politicians, it's hard to decide what's real and what's not and when they're acting, but I get the best sense of from Obama that what he's saying is genuine.
Mike says he likes Senator Obama's fresh approach. He sees it as a stark contrast to Hillary Clinton.
I kind of worry about the logic of thinking that things were good under the Clinton years, so if you bring all those people back, that things are going to be just as good again. You know, it's kind of like if you used to have a good high school football team and 4 years later you try to bring all those guys back again to play, it's not really going to be like the same game.
Like many 20-somethings, neither Mike nor Garrett own landline phones, so they say they miss out on a lot of the campaign calls most other Iowa households receive. They also don't own TVs, so last night they met up with about a dozen friends at Frank's Pizza to watch the Democratic candidates debate.
Some believe you get change by demanding it, some believe you get it by hoping for it.
The group reacts throughout the evening. At times, it almost feels as if they're watching a football game. There's plenty of smack talk, and even though there are several Hillary Clinton fans in the mix, Mike holds nothing back, especially when the senator answered what she'd do her first year in office if elected.
And I will be even more passive-aggressive than I am now.
Often the talk on TV gets drowned out by the group drinking Miller beer and eating pesto pizza. They debated amongst themselves about topics like taxes, education, and health care.
I don't have health care, and I refuse to pay for it. I don't want to spend that many hours in my week paying for something I'm supposed to be afraid of going to get sick.
They could reduce costs right off the bat if they, like, stopped doing such extensive background checks on people.
But the group was all ears and rolling eyes whenever a candidate mentioned or thanked Iowa. I asked Mike if it ever got tiresome, candidates trying to garner street cred by saying how great Iowa is.
You know, you don't have to pander. Like, we recognize it. It's like the rock band that says, you guys are the greatest crowd we've had yet. I love you, Davenport. This is Des Moines. Des Moines.
At the end, Mike says the debate did nothing but reaffirm his gut feeling that Obama was the clear and only choice. He could be the JFK for our generation, he told me. Mike's friend and business partner, Garrett Cornielson, agreed, but with a bit less optimism. He said he's troubled by all the promises the candidates made.
You know, this is easy to say now, but like in a year, when you're actually in office, and are any of these things going to actually like come to fruition? And like, are any of these goals and plans and lofty ambitions, like, are they going to be realized?
If any one candidate could really convince young voters that their campaign promises would be fulfilled, that would win the vote, at least of this group, in a heartbeat. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Des Moines.